Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's talk to McKenna here, who needs our help because she's wondering if she should confront a colleague who keeps complaining about her clients online. Hey, McKenna, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. What can we help you with this morning?
Okay, so I have this friend. We can just call her Karen. I think that's fitting. I wouldn't call her a close friend. She's someone who was in my cohort when I was getting my master's. We're both social workers. And I just always thought she was a little abrasive. But I need your advice because I think her online presence is absolutely awful and completely inappropriate for someone working in our field.
Okay. Explain.
Yeah. Okay, so she's fine on Instagram, Twitter. I followed her on Twitter for a couple years, and over time I've noticed that she'll post actually insulting things about our clients on her account. It's not all the time. Her account is private, so I wouldn't think that her clients would be able to see what she's saying anyway, but I still feel like it's unacceptable. She's working with very vulnerable people. So I remember her writing stuff, complaining about clients having bad, body odor. She's talked about people bringing their quote unquote annoying kids. She's written that she thinks she's in the wrong line of work because she can't help crazy people. And she's called them that. But it was this last tweet she posted literally yesterday morning that sent me over the edge. She posted, "Teaching a single mom how to be responsible with money feels like teaching a dog how to drive." Like, that to me is crazy, right? She's supposed to be supporting vulnerable people. So I just need your advice. I wanted to text her this morning and gently confront her because I just think it's about time that someone tells her, hey, what you're doing isn't cool.
I can imagine, especially your line of work can be quite stressful. So you need a place to vent. However, a public social media forum in this instance is not the place to vent. These are conversations you have behind the scenes with a friend just to get some stuff off of your chest. This is not stuff you tweet out for the world to see. So I think,
How does she gently suggest this in like a text?
I think somewhat like what you just said.
Yeah. That,
maybe this is just not the place.
Yeah.
For you to vent these emotions and feelings.
Can she text the coworker and saying, "Hey, I'm concerned about you with the boss," if they see that, something like that?
I mean, if you want to kind of skirt the issue, I don't think you're afraid she's going to lose her job. You just think she's being completely crass and abhorrent with her tweets, right?
Yeah, exactly.
McKenna, I'm just wondering how this affects you. Like, is her behavior in some way going to affect your bottom line or your business? Because at the end of the day, like, she's digging her own grave if she's going to go out on Twitter and start talking about people that are paying her money to teach them whatever, or any clientele that she could possibly get just by this social media presence that she's putting out.
That's true. Will it directly affect me? No, but I feel like it does affect and is probably going to affect in the future the vulnerable people I'm working with. And as a fellow social worker, I can't imagine why she would want to treat her clients this way. So I guess because we've known each other for a while and I've seen her work, she's seen me work, I feel like I have a responsibility to try to fix this. Not even on behalf of her, really, more on behalf of the people she's helping.
That, and also your guy, you're defending your line of work. So for instance, right, like exactly. If somebody on the show, because we all represent the Burt Show. So if one of us posted something on social media that I would consider problematic, I would go to you guys and be like, hey, is that like, maybe there's a better way to say this? How did you mean or whatever? And I think maybe that's what McKenna's trying to get at here.
Yeah, I think you should probably like a gentle text to her and do it sort of on the side. And communicate it to her that way. And if you could phrase it in a way that you're trying to protect her, that might help also.
I think it would, okay, because you actually are trying to help. Yeah. So I think that's how you approach it.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Are you guys into this TikTok algorithm where people are dropping heavy things on their feet?
No.
You haven't seen this yet?
No.
Okay, maybe it's just me.
It is.
Thank you for sharing your algorithms this morning. That will change my algorithm. But yeah, people just for clicks now are just dropping things on their bare feet. Scales, weights.
Why?
Weights.
Yeah. I don't
That's
know.
That's how you break a toe.
Breaking toes for clicks.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, McKenna is back here. She called us just a couple of minutes ago. She's a little bit nervous about how to confront a coworker. Kristen, you want to give us kind of a recap on that?
Yeah, so McKenna is a social worker, and she has a colleague that she's worked with, and I think she even said they went through the grad program together. But she's been leaving unsavory comments about some of the clients and families they work with on Twitter. And so she's basically using Twitter as her sounding board for everything negative she feels about the people she works with.
Doesn't that break some kind of HIPAA law or something like that?
I don't know if it's a HIPAA law, but it's not nice.
It's not moral.
It's not appropriate.
In fact, HIPAA only protects your name, not your story.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't like that.
And it's only medical professionals. So if I'm in a hospital and I overhear, HIPAA laws don't apply to me.
Right, right.
Yeah. So she's been just, tweeting nasty things. And McKenna's like, as a fellow social worker, this is not looking good for our industry. And also, I don't like the way she's talking about these families. So she wants to nudge her with the text to be like, hey, keep a trap shut.
Yeah, as a fellow social worker, I'd like to suggest you see a therapist. Hey, McKenna, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning again. Okay, so what do we got going on?
I am pretty upset right now. Honestly, I don't think that conversation could have gone much worse.
Oh, no.
He is a terrible person. Yeah. So I sent her what I think is a very professional text. I'll read it. I said, good morning. I wanted to bring something to your attention that has been bothering me. Yesterday, I read a tweet that you had posted, I assume about one of your clients, and it made me very uncomfortable. I know this isn't truly part of your character, and I feel like I need to tell you that this is inappropriate before it gets to the wrong person. And then I sent a screenshot of the single mother tweet.
Coming in hot with the receipts.
Yeah, man. Okay.
I figured, the receipts would be with it. She has her read receipts on. So I saw that she read it almost immediately. She didn't respond for a few minutes. And then she comes back with this. This is what she said. I find it really interesting that you would decide to threaten my job because of a harmless tweet when this is who you are on social media. And then she sent me screenshots from my personal Instagram that's private, so clients cannot see me, where I'm literally just wearing a bikini. There was one on vacation with my friends in a bikini. Another was a Valentine's Day photo where I'm kissing my boyfriend on the cheek.
On the cheek? On the cheek?
So, you hussy.
Yeah. I said, I don't understand what you're trying to imply here. And then she said, if you threaten me again, I will comb through every post you have ever made on your socials and send every single embarrassing, cringy, problematic post right to your place of employment. Fry me.
Oh, she seems
fry me.
She's waiting for this.
She seems neat.
Yeah. So, McKenna, this is the kind of person that when they get called out, they can't take accountability. So instead of they deflect and they attack.
Right.
And so that's what she's doing right now. She's attacking you so she doesn't feel bad about what she did. And this is just like, this is just in the playbook of people who can't handle accountability.
I kind of feel like you've done your job and I would back out at this point. I mean, you are playing with fire and somebody's not quite there. So I think you've done your job. Right. You've spoken your piece. You know what? Clearly, this is not not a woman. Look, we do this every week with Texting Tutor, and we know in the first 3 minutes when we're not going to get through to somebody, you're in that situation right now. Leave it alone.
Or.
Oh, no.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes, Cassie. Or, how are we going to make it worse?
I feel like a storm cloud just came across the studio.
This other woman, that's blackmail. Like, that's literally the definition of blackmail. And now she's threatened you. I would go straight to HR because there's nothing wrong with your bikini pic on a private account, but she's talking crap about clients publicly. It's a bad look.
But here's the only thing. It's like when now you have to be mindful when you're driving and you have somebody who's like being road ragey or whatever, and instead of engaging, you have to disengage because you don't know what kind of crazy's behind the wheel. We don't know what kind of crazy's behind the wheel here, and if you do poke that bear, you could have a troll for life.
Here is Jacqueline. Right. Good morning, Jacqueline. You're part of the Burt Show.
Good morning. So my name is Jacqueline. I am a master social work professional as well. We are bound by a code of ethics. And in our code of ethics, she is required to confront the coworker first. If that doesn't go so well, she then has to take this information to the employer.
Has to.
She has to.
Well, there you go.
I mean, it's mandatory.
That's what Cassie said.
Yeah, you don't really have a choice. Said, yep. Okay.
Oh, look at you, Cassie, with your ethics over there.
Oh, I'm around and find out.
You know what? I do feel like that is the theme of 2025, is the F-A-F-O.
FAFO.
It's the Burt Show.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
The Burt Show.
So Kristen's son is becoming an American. Why do I say that? Because he's about to play his first game of baseball.
Oh, what have I got us into? Oh my God. All right, so listen. I now have such an insane appreciation for my parents and the sacrifices they made to have not one but two kids in active sports. I played basketball. I played softball. My brother played baseball. I mean, my brother was T-ball all the way up until he graduated from high school. He played baseball. So I'm like, you know what? I have such fond memories at the ballpark. Let's get Jimmy in small ball, right? He's about to turn 4. These little kids and their little uniforms, and it's so cute.
It's adorable,
right?
And I love how they don't know yet. So once a ball is hit, that they all chase it at the same time. They're knocking heads with each other. First baseman's over in left field. Yes.
I'm here for all of the shenanigans that come with being a first year baseball player, right?
You're really more excited about just dressing him up in the uniform, putting the black stuff under his eyes.
Oh my God. The uniform is so cute.
He's on the Rockies.
And so, okay.
All right, well, they're destined for last place.
Okay. That's fine. He's on the Rockies. But I don't think I really comprehended what I was signing up for. Because, again, I look at him. He's 3, about to be 4. And I'm like, we'll have like a couple of practices so they understand what a glove is, what a bat is, you know, whatever. And then we'll have a couple games and we'll call it a day.
Yeah, right.
So naive.
Silly city Kristen.
And all of this stuff was happening right as we were leaving for Burt's Big Adventure. And I'm getting like these influx of emails and sign up sheets. And I'm like, what is going on? And then I'm getting text messages like, we haven't seen you at the practices. And I'm like, what practices? What am I missing? Are they the same as clinics? No, clinics are different than practices. Are you going to be at the opening day parade? Are you going to volunteer to be in the dugout? Are you going to volunteer for snacks? Oh, don't forget, we need your kids at bat. Music. Oh, don't forget, this is picture day. What have I done to myself?
Yeah.
All right, so here's the deal. You have to, you sign up on the website and you have the website for your team, but you also have to sign up for this thing called the Game Changer app. And that's where all communication happens, right? And so then I know about the clinics, but we missed all the clinics. And then somehow I was missing practice. So one of the coach's wife hit me up and she's like, yo, man, we haven't seen you at a practice. And I'm like, I didn't know we were having practices. Oh, I got to download the Game Changer app. So I do that and I see we got to practice. So Jimmy's first practice is going to be this Saturday. But before we go to practice, I got to go and buy this kid socks, belt. belt, batting helmet, bag, bat, and glove. And then I get an email saying, what's his at-bat music? And I'm over here like, we listen to classical music on the way home from school, and the things I sing to him at night before we go to bed, I don't think the ABC song or Do Re Mi or Itsy Bitsy Spider are going to make really good at-bat music.
You can't do Jimmy like that.
I have failed my kid because he doesn't really know any, like, you know, top 40 hits or anything like that.
And he's four now. We're talking about a four-year-old, right?
Yes, four.
Four.
Not even four. He'll be four next month.
Okay.
And then I got the sign-ups for the dugout duty and the snack duty and parade duty, but they're all different sign-ups. So I was trying to make sure that Bart and I were on the same day. So May 3rd, I'm going to be on snack duty. Bart's going to be out on dugout duty. Ooh. And I want him to get the full experience for the parade. So we got to make sure we show up at that. But first, my kid needs that bat music.
It's at what? Okay, so let me sidetrack for just 1 second and give you this advice.
Yes.
From somebody that's done this a couple of times with kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you're going to go buy the equipment for them that you have to buy, it can get really, really expensive, man. Yeah. If you go to like a Dick's or a Target or something
We're going to Dick's today.
Don't do it. Go to the secondhand store and get used bats if this is his first time doing it. Because you don't even know if he's going to like the sport yet. So him like a $49 bat is a total waste of time. Get him something for $10 at a secondhand sporting goods store.
Bless you for that tip. We had planned on, he has early dismissal because it's Teacher's Week and it's also Dr. Seuss Week. My mind is about to explode. So I was going to go to Dick's, but now I said I'm going to go to Play It Again Sports because I have one right by my house.
So let me tell you the last time I learned this. You know, Amanda, my girlfriend, has a four-year-old also. She was going through the same thing you are, and I was really super excited about it too because my kids are grown now. That part is past. Baseball is my thing.
Yes.
Only one of my two kids was really into it, but not Amanda's kid. Oh, she was into it. So we did the same thing you did. Went to Dick's, bought the $69 bat, the helmet, which is another $40.
You have to buy a batting helmet for your kid. Each kid has to have their own because apparently they might spread lice.
Right?
So everybody has to have their own hat and their own batting helmet.
We get the $30 cleats that are this little big and they're so cute and everything like that. So we go
I got
to
add cleats to my list.
Yeah, cleats.
There's a lot of quick.
Got to have those. Okay. And then we go to the actual tryout where her kid goes out there for, I would say, 4 minutes, sits down and says, I'm not playing. That was it. And we have never gone back.
My parents would have walked me on that field. Yes, you are.
Yeah. Kaylee.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't change. Bert's right, because my son, who is now 12 years old, has been playing for 10 years, and I just picked up two used bats because I'm not spending $350 for a brand new bat. My kid's outgrowing all of his old bats.
Yeah, it's not like an aluminum bat loses its potency, especially because most of these kids never actually hit with it. I hear is Matt, maybe, who's feeling your pain. Good morning, Matt.
Morning.
Your turn.
Good morning.
Yeah, what you got, sir?
So I'm a manager over at the Norcross Dick's Sporting Goods store. I have a 20% off coupon for you.
You're so sweet, Matt.
Good for you for getting
Matt coming in hot with the coupon. Man.
Where is this?
Norcross.
And this is a used sporting goods store?
No, he said Dick's.
No.
Oh, Dick's. You guys are even 20% isn't going to be nearly as cheap as going to one of those secondhand stores, though, even though it's a very nice offer.
Hey, it's an offer, and I'm willing to take care of. I mean, I've been a huge fan of you guys for years, so I mean, I want to take care of you guys as much as I can.
I make my man feel bad for trying to help.
That is expensive, Matt. Kristen.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. I'm just trying to save you some extra cash.
Thank you, Matt. This is a very sweet offer.
It is very nice. Abby, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to let Kristen know there's a store called Play It Again. I believe they have a couple of.
Yep.
And it's all that sport-related equipment that Kristen could get for cheaper.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
That's where we got most of our stuff. I will say this about Dick's. I don't want to rip on Dick's here because I go there quite a bit for my kids' soccer stuff. But when it comes to, like, the very first time they're playing, and you just don't know if they're going to dig it or not, I would suggest to Play It Again.
Guys, I couldn't imagine going, buying the socks, the belt, the batting helmet, the bag, the bat, the glove, and the cleats, and getting out there, and Jimmy at his first practice being like, nah, dog, this ain't for me.
I'm all set.
Yeah, chances are it'll happen. All right, so let's focus on this, the music.
Yes, the at-bat music. So one of the parents has volunteered to be the DJ for all of the games.
Okay.
And they have requested we submit at-bat music for our kids.
Cute.
But like I just told you, I work in radio. I love music. I have failed my child miserably because there isn't one song I can think of that he and I jam to that would be good at bat music. Like, I'm not even kidding you. The kid, he prefers music with no words, and he is very discerning with what he likes and doesn't like, and will often tell me to turn it off. So I don't know what Jimmy Jam should rock out to for his at-bat music.
All right, maybe if you give us some parameters, we can all come in tomorrow with some suggestions to run by you. So these songs can't have any words?
No. They can have words. Absolutely, they can have words. My thing is, my son only listens to music that doesn't have words.
Okay.
So that doesn't make, like, I don't need him, like, rocking out to Beethoven as he's walking up to, you know, to the... up to bat.
Yeah, Why not? It'll be very uniquely Jimmy.
I guess it could be.
Yeah.
Get a little Bach in there.
Okay, so here's what some of the other kids. I've gotten a couple of people who have responded to the email. So one of the kids is walking out to Coconut Hen. I do not know what that is. Another kid's walking out to Macho Man.
Oh, cute.
Macho Man is funny.
Stop it. Yes, Kaylee, what you got?
Don't you remember when I came in a few years ago? Do we need to bring back that playlist for walk-up music? My playlist that I created for my kids' team? Because it was epic.
Didn't it get a bunch of complaints from some of the parents?
Oh, yeah, it was epic. Yeah,
no. Is that the route you want to go, Kristen?
I'm pretty good. But thank you for the offer, Kaylee. Just like my coupon to Dick's, I really appreciate it.
Good morning. That's things that sound nasty that aren't.
Oh, my
coupon. Hey, Beth, good morning.
Hey, well, I have a solution. Why can't Amanda give her equipment to Kristen's son since they're the same age? He's not playing anymore anyway.
That's a really fantastic idea. We still got the equipment, so we'll only charge you half.
Perfect. I'll take a 50% discount. Is he really? So he's not playing at all?
No, man.
That's insane.
He's a musician. Sports maybe not his thing, and we don't know yet, but he's going to be a musician, I think.
Right, but this time tomorrow, you guys are responsible for coming in with at-bat music for Jimmy.
So no parameters, anything.
Just no profanity.
I mean, that one.
Okay. Other than that, wide open.
Mark was calling up with Eye of the Tiger, which would be cute. So anything in that realm.
Whatever you think encompasses Jimmy's spirit.
Okay. All right. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
So I couldn't figure out why Sunday morning I was feeling so tired. And now Cassie told me why. I had something to do with the Atlanta United win on Saturday night. I wasn't at the game, but I was certainly feeling the weight. I was exhausted after the Atlanta United win, and I couldn't figure out why. And Cassie told me this morning, give him the great news. Give him the great news right there on the big screen.
Your beautiful face was featured on the big screen at the Atlanta United game against CF Montreal for the home opener.
How you doing?
And there's quite a few people there, man, to see your face on that big screen at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Did I read this right, that they had 81,000 in the stadium?
Oh, I thought it was like 62,000 or something like that.
I heard 81.
Did you?
I don't know if it's true.
I heard 81 also. Yeah. And like the second largest that weekend was Dortmund, I think, in Germany. But Atlanta United had the largest attendance of any game in the world.
The views on big screen while an attendance record was broken. That's a damn good story.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
All right. So Atlanta United season opener against CF Montreal on Saturday will go down as one of the world's five most attended soccer matches this weekend with 65,520 at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Wow.
Top five ain't bad.
Nuh-uh. I'm still going with 81,000. In fact, I'm going to round up to 1,000,000. 1,000,000 people there. Yes, Rebecca.
Yeah, so we have something in common because if you were at the home game and you watched the video on the Jumbotron when the golden spike went down,
yeah,
you saw me and Katie.
Get out of here.
We are on the promo video for the golden spike every single time they do it.
No way.
So cool.
Isn't that so cool?
So between the three of us, we are pretty much Atlanta United's front line.
We're on the team.
Yeah.
Exactly. How much you getting paid for that?
I love soccer so much that I do it for free.
$3.99.
It's my housing lab.
By the way, quick side note, David Harbour did the golden spike this past weekend.
Yeah.
Good reason for me to miss it, Bert's Big Adventure, but I was crushed that Chief Hopper, my dream man, was railing a spike and I had to miss it.
So between the three of us, I mean, we certainly had something to do with the game on Saturday.
Yeah, so next time you watch the Golden Spike, don't look at the celebrity doing it. Look up at the Jumbotron and see me and Katie, mean mugging the camera, crossing our arms, see the back of my head carrying the Golden Spike.
Good for you guys, man. I love it. All right, Mo, so there's some controversy again yet with Drake.
Yeah, so Drake just released a new album called Some Sexy Songs For You with another artist called Party Next Door. It's a 21-track project, and people are talking about it, and for, well, different reasons. One, obviously, because I'm sure you've heard by now that Drake was in a bit of a beef with a guy named Kendrick Lamar, and people are concerned on when this beef is going to end, if this beef is ever going to end. In which,
well, the only one that's keeping the beef alive, really, at this point is Kendrick Lamar, right?
Yeah, which you kind of expected, obviously, because you knew he was going to be performing at the Super Bowl. But it seemed as if, at least when he let Game Over highlight within the crowd, that everybody kind of took that as maybe that's the sign that he's letting it go after this. It's a wrap.
This thing is over. This is like if you've ever seen a UFC highlight when the guy's clearly knocked out on the canvas, but the UFC fighter just has to make sure the dude's not getting up, so he's still putting, like, elbows and fists in the guy. His face, even though he's defenseless, this is what it is to me now.
It's over. Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's anybody out there not admitting that Kendrick won the war, at least. But it is interesting because with this album, Drake still seems to have some tension with UMG, and a lot of Drake fans seem to find it interesting that he's not really getting a lot of radio play. You don't really seem to hear his music in a lot of different spaces, but it's still, his album still ended up being number one, in which it became number one. It actually knocked Kendrick Lamar off of the number one spot. And so now some people are thinking the beef may still be there. But Drake's two records that seem to be taking off and doing the most work is one is called where he did say in the song that I'm really done with the beef. I'm really more about the party scene now. And it's called Give Me a Hug. Just hating a boy for sure. The women in love. Walking the strip club. Damn, I miss you. Give me a hug. 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 Yeah, I know that you work at the club. Judge, we go for you family to us, so come over here and give me some love. Yeah, give me a hug. I miss you, it's your hug. Give me a hug, give me a hug. What can I say? I miss you, girls. I'm stuck in my ways. Princess Gigi, cool, pink, luxury. I gotta come to the stage. So that's like the...
Somebody give that man a hug.
He needs a hug.
He does need a hug.
Fans seem to feel like, a lot of fans at least, that Drake is kind of going back to the old Drake, the Drake that people wanted. Like, he's kind of really removing himself from the beef. He might have even been humbled a bit and got back to what he was known for doing. So that record, I mean, it's, I think the album is good, but it's more of a singing Drake album. I think it's a lot more for the women. It's a lot more for the R&B scene. So if that's not your favorite Drake, you might not like it. But there is a pop song that's making a lot of rounds right now that's called Nokia. And I've seen people seem to really like it.
So if you just playing around, you need to tell your girl, take a 5 cent home, and that's real. Stop teasing me. Stop teasing me. I could change your life so easily. I keep begging you to stay, but you're leaving me. Leaving me. We got sticks in the club illegally. Got the whole six side, they believe in me. We got members east of the DVP. We got members west on 401. We got a lock on the game, but it's more to come. You got a pot that's at the morning come. You want shots for the girls, then order some. Who's coming in?
So at least for now, it seems like Drake is letting the beef go aside and just focused on making music, which I think is the best move for him at this point in his career.
Those songs must have been on the bottom of the album because I listened to the first 3/4 of it while we were in here and I was bored to tears.
A lot of people fell asleep on the first 3/4 of the album because it's super slow. But in the midst of a lot of those slow tracks, he got a couple bangers in there.
You would think a guy named Party Next Door would bring the party to the album instead of the lullabies.
Nah, he's definitely the after party type of artist, if you know what I mean.
All right, Cassie, so we got to give some props to one of our former interns, huh?
Yeah.
This is pretty cool.
It is super exciting. Annalie Boyles was a spring intern of ours and she recently got selected as one of the Nighthawk 9 at UNG, University of North Georgia. So we helped recommend her for this, but it's a pretty big deal. It's a huge award that only 9 students get for leadership, scholarship, and service. So I'm really excited. And Annalie is one of the only interns I ever recommended on the air as like hireable because she does go above and beyond, which is why I was really excited to write a recommendation for her. But congrats, Annalie. That's all on you. Yeah. And it just shows you that, you know, it's not the Burt Show, but it's the type of talent the Burt Show attracts.
Good for her.
But she worked her butt off, and she's the kind of person who you can see, like, innovative, entrepreneurial, like, you meet these people from time to time. Blake reminds me of that, too. Mm-hmm. Our former intern, Blake, who became phone screener, who's now a news anchor. And it just makes me so happy to see former members of the Burt Show, like, really thrive.
All right, real quick here, a reminder. We're giving away $1,000 almost every hour tomorrow morning on Q99.7. You got to sign up for it first. By now, you should get it. I mean, you're hearing winners every single hour now on Q99.7. And we've made it so easy that all you have to do is you go to Q997Atlanta.com, you sign up. It'll take you about 30 seconds, and then you actually tell us the hour that you are going to be listening. We don't avoid saying your name that hour. We call your name that hour.
We really want you to win,
man. We want you to win the cash, right? And it's $1,000 for a 30-second investment, so do it today, and then listen for the first time in the 7 o'clock hour tomorrow morning on Q997.
The Burt Show.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Sure, it's easy for you while you're watching game shows. You're getting the answers right, left and right, but you don't have the heat, the pressure of the lights on you and the host right there in front of you. So we've been having a good time the last couple of weeks with game show bloopers.
And yeah, and a lot of people, I feel like, get to watch from the couch and you say, I could do that or I could do a much better job than that. But like you said, you don't know how you would react if you had the lights on you. So I was inspired by Bert talking about that when he was on a game show once. And I thought it would be fun to bring in some Fast Money Family Feud style rounds and see which of y'all would actually compete better under the lights. So this is the Bert Show version of Fast Money Round. Now, just to get y'all a little nervous before we start, I figure we'll give you a perfect example of how bad this can look. So here is a who might have been the absolute worst Fast Money player of all time.
All right, here we go. We asked 100 married women, when looking for your husband, who you gonna call? You said, my mom. Survey said, name a kind of roller. You said, lint roller. Survey said,
not a bad answer.
At what age do you think you'll be able to retire? You said, about 60. Survey said,
okay.
Tell me another name for a thief. You said, vandal. Survey said, finish this phrase with one word, a whole lot of what? You said, money. Survey said,
the first ding was 7. The second ding was 8. They ended with a total of 15 points.
Okay.
All right. Normally, under these circumstances, the goal is for you and your partner to clear 100 points. So you want to do as good as you can do to help your partner get to 100.
Right.
15 wouldn't be a lot of help. So we're going to see who can do better.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Abby, you up first.
I'm ready. Okay.
You ready?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to put 20 seconds on the clock. You got 20 seconds.
Okay, so I just need to respond. We're not, like, writing it down?
No. I mean, all you got to do is respond. Okay. I'm going to take care of everything else. I got 5 questions for you. You got 20 seconds to give your best answer to all 5 questions.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Are you ready?
No. Okay. But here we are.
Okay. The clock starts once you answer. Name something people do to stay in shape.
Workout.
Name a food you might eat breakfast.
Pancakes.
What's something you might find in a teenager's bedroom?
Oh, boy.
Magazines, wink, wink.
Name a country you would love to visit.
Greece.
Name a type of animal you might see at the zoo.
A tiger.
Okay.
Good answers.
Okay. First one was name something people do to stay in shape. You remember what you said?
Workout.
Okay, that was the number one answer.
Yeah.
40 points.
All right.
That would have been crazy. All right. Name a food you might eat for breakfast. You said pancakes. That was the number 3 answer on the board. That's 15 points.
Must be nice to be young and still have your brain working.
What's something you might find in a teenager's bedroom? You said magazines.
Wink, wink.
I saw the wink, wink.
That is not on the board.
What?
No. Number one answer was phone, it was clothes, bed, video games.
Okay. But you're so far ahead so far.
Yeah, yeah.
Still doing well. Name a country you would love to visit. You said Greece.
Uh-huh.
That was on a board. 10 points. It was the fifth answer. The top five, it was the fifth answer. Lastly, what type of animal you might see at the zoo? You said zebra.
No, I said tiger.
You said tiger. Well, you should have said zebra. That was on the board. Tiger was not.
Oh, ooh. No, I said zebra.
No, too late. But that's not bad. That's not bad at all. You got you got 40, then you got 15, right? And then you got 10 points.
65.
Okay. So you got 65 points. Right.
Okay.
That's a good round.
I can retire.
And then your partner would come in and just has to get to 100. So you did most of the heavy lifting.
Okay, good for me.
That was a good round. Anytime you do over 50, I would say that's good.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, Kristen, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I got the same situation for you. I got five questions. We got all of the top five answers. All you got to do is give your best. You got 20 seconds.
Okay.
Clock starts when you answer the first question.
Yes, sir.
Name a popular TV show.
Game of Thrones.
Name something people might do during their lunch break.
Eat.
Name a type of holiday.
Christmas.
Name something you might see in a kitchen.
Knife.
Name a famous musician or band.
Beatles.
Okay, well done. Y'all are doing much better than this than I anticipated. Right?
You know, what we should have done is done this at the 6A, the very first break of the show.
All right. We got to do that next time. Okay, name a popular TV show. You said Game of Thrones.
I did.
That is the third answer.
Is it?
That's number three.
Nice.
15 points.
What was number one?
Number one answer was Friends.
Okay.
Name something people might do during their lunch break. You said eat. That is the number one answer.
It's in the name.
That is 45 points.
Whoa.
Ba-doom, boom.
Name a type of holiday. You said Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
That is also the number one answer.
Woo!
That is 40 points. You would be crushing right now. They wouldn't even need a second round.
Your partner would be so excited.
I know, but they still make them come out and do it anyway. Yeah. And then they're like,
Name something you might see in a kitchen. You said knife.
Yes.
That did not make the top five.
Nope.
Refrigerator was the number one answer.
Stupid.
Then it was oven, sink, microwave, and dishwasher. Lastly, name a famous musician or band. You said the Beatles.
I did.
Tommy, I'm sorry, but Michael Jackson was second. That was the number one answer.
Okay, very good.
40 points. You did very well.
I would like to throw myself on the sword and do this tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
Okay.
Really?
Okay.
All right.
Because this is not fair.
No.
We have caffeine in us.
Yeah.
I'll for sure choke at 6 a.m. tomorrow.
We clearly need to go on Family Feud.
Yeah, right?
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Tyler, creator, went on social media to specifically tell his fans that he is not their friend. But before we get into that, I want to finish up something I didn't get to in our first e-buzz, because we need to continue the Keke Palmer Renaissance, because she recently had a podcast episode with Usher. Do you remember this controversy she had, I believe, last year, where she was wearing this real hot dress? She was wearing that bodysuit, and it was covered with like a sheer mesh polka dot dress. I mean, she looked so good. And then her boyfriend decided to ruin the moment by tweeting out that she shouldn't have been wearing that. She shouldn't have been next to Usher dressed like that when she's a mother.
Yeah.
And then she kind of had a little clapback moment where she starred in Usher's music video for Boyfriend. And she had a wink, wink moment at the end where she said something along the lines of like, well, I am a mother after all, kind of poking fun at the fact that her boyfriend had called her out for wearing a more revealing outfit, despite the fact that she was a mother.
And I believe shortly after that,
they broke up, as they should have. So on her podcast, Baby, This is Keke Palmer, she and Usher had a conversation about this. And she basically said, like, he didn't deserve to take that moment from me.
Now, obviously, everybody went crazy. We caused some ruckus in my relationship.
We did. Well, hold on. Did we cause some ruckus in our relationship?
We were being showmen.
Hold on. Did I have anything to do with what was going on in your home? Did I send you that dress? I just want to know that.
Did you?
I cannot be responsible for how people choose to react to my experience as an entertainer. I am not deliberately trying to do anything that's going to rock anybody's home.
This is what you call ushering.
I'm ushering right
Usher
now.
Is ushering.
This is what I actually say to myself in the mirror every time I go out there before I hit the stage. I am not here to break up your home. I am here to entertain you, my love.
And you were right, too. Like I told you, I was that girl at 15, 16, 17 watching these videos.
Mm.
It's my journey as an artist, as a performer, as somebody that looks up to Usher as the person that has literally been giving us amazing, impactful, cultural, global hits for years, says, let's get up here and dance. That's my moment.
Mm-hmm.
No one gets to take that moment from me. Okay. That's a moment that I worked years to get.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When your lady's shining, you got to let her shine. We're so shining. I'm glad they broke up because no one has been shining more than Keke Palmer recently.
You agree with that?
I feel like it's a win all the way around, genuinely. Yeah. I mean, it was her moment and she felt like that moment was that important to her. She took it. Good for her. I guess her ex felt disrespected. He left. Good for him. I just think it's funny that Usher keeps saying that this is not his intentions and he acts as if he does not know what he's doing. And one of his most famous songs literally start off with, "Don't leave your girl around me." True player for real.
Okay. He's involved.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
Now you're
all
talking
right.
about my dude.
All right.
Okay, so back to Tyler, the creator. He's telling his fans to stop asking him weird questions and that he is not their friend. So recently on social media, he tweeted out, "Hey, when you see me, don't be asking questions like, why are you here in insert major city? Are you renting a house here? Where are you going? Like, I'm not your friend. Are you a cop? Weird questions. Say hi, blah, blah, and keep it moving so I can finish my walk, LOL." Basically just saying, like, stop interrupting my day. Like, you know my music, but I don't know you. But I'm not sure if that was the right move to tweet out and tell his fans, basically, like, F off. That's kind of how it felt to me.
There's, like, this fine line, because I do believe celebrities, anybody who is experiencing high levels of fame deserves to have some peace, but your fans are what helped make you, and you need to show a little gratitude and appreciation. Are there some fans that overstep boundaries? Absolutely, and you are well within your right to establish those boundaries. I don't feel like that was the right way to do it, though.
Yeah, I get what he's trying to say, in that sometimes you have to realize that you are supporting someone, not necessarily a friend of someone, but at the same time, I do agree with the notion that you worked hard in order to be recognized for your talent and for your abilities, and when people are recognizing you for it and praising you for it, you should be appreciative. You should be grateful.
Yeah, I feel like there's got to be a different outlet for him, though. You know what I mean? Like, just like how we talked about earlier in the show with that social worker who was tweeting about her clients. Like, there's an appropriate place to vent. I just don't think social media was the place to do it, especially when you're that public of a figure. All right, the feud between stars of a beloved 90s sitcom was captured during their podcast recording, and I'm going to play the very uncomfortable audio on your next Evo's on the Burt Show.
Is this Topanga?
It's Topanga.
Oh, this got heated.
The Burt Show. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.